Hey, you're stuck in traffic with Wolf Gorla. A couple minutes riffing on IT and IT security. Today, looking at denial of service attacks. How big are they? How bad are they? And what do we need to do to protect our orgs? You know, on Valentine's Day, I had a great time. And I spent some time at Alcatraz Island, as one does, right? Looking at what used to be the leading edge in crime. Walking the cells, walking the floor, taking the tour. It's really quite romantic. It really was. You may not believe me, but it was. I got the photos to prove it. So anyways, coming out of that, I did not know at the time there was a massive denial of service attack going on. You may have heard about this, maybe you didn't, but it was around 275 gigabytes for a sustained 21 and a half hours. Huge, huge denial of service attack. So what do you do about that, right? What do you do? Tip, not much. You fall over, usually. I mean, I'm not talking about if you've got like a web presence that you're protecting with a content delivery network. That's great. Good. But what happens if the bad guys come knocking at your door, right? What happens if you're a 200, 500, or 1,000 person employee and you've got a couple internet connections and they decide to take you offline? You go offline. That's the sad thing. You know, the trick to handling these sort of things comes down to a combination of business continuity and instant response. The first part is assuming that someone is going to attack us, assuming that there is going to be an attack, and figuring out what that business continuity approach is. Do people go home? You know, everyone can work from home these days. Do we shift our process to not use these apps? Well, that's pretty hard because so many of enterprise apps are, in fact, now cloud-enabled, so that doesn't really work. Do we just take the hit, give everyone a sick day? That's happened. That has definitely happened. Guess what? You get the day off. Can you come in on Sunday, right? Those are some of the things that we can do, but we got to think about it and have a plan ahead of time for what those processes are. Another part of that is instant response. And along the line of instant responses, you don't want it to happen the day of and be calling, God forbid, like, you know, local cable company support. Hello, may I help you? Yes, we're getting a denial of service attack. Okay, is that billing or is that? No, you don't want to do that. Be proactive, reach out to your ISP and figure out what their process is for notifying them that there is a denial of service attack going on, for handling it. And oftentimes, some of the better ISPs have a notification and a response process that can cut down your risk. So if it happens, maybe you tell people to take a break, you call up your ISP, they block those IP addresses, you can keep working. That's best case scenario. Worst case scenario, you call up your ISP, it takes them a while to deal with it. Maybe 21 hours goes down to 12, I don't know, but you end up losing a day of productivity. The worst case scenario is you don't have a plan, you don't know what to do, and you call general support and they don't help you, and you waste tons and tons of time being very frustrated while other people are saying, can we work yet? What's the plan? Can we work yet? So have a plan, get a plan, put it in place, and then practice. Like any BCP, like any IR, anytime you're doing continuity or response, it's all about doing those practices. So have some drills in place, annually, biannually, quarterly, if you're really aggressive and concerned about this, to know how to respond to these business or to these denial of service attacks. Denial of service attacks are not going away, right? The recent threat report I was reading said they're up year over year for Q1, 380%. 380% more attacks this past quarter. Craziness. Were you hit by a denial of service attack? Do you have a good tip for surviving it? Comments, social media, hit me up.